All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Brent. How are you doing? Okay, I'm going to whisper in this video. This video is going to be a chat video. I know around the holiday times, it can get kind of lonely, especially if you aren't going to get to go home for the holidays or you're not going to be able to spend time with family. And I know this is not an in-person relationship, but I think that somehow we can still bond over the internet. Definitely still go out and hang out with people. Please don't isolate yourself. But hey, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're feeling down, you're feeling lonely, and you're browsing through YouTube, just hey, come hang out with me.
So loud, and it was the sort of thing where we would close our bedroom door.
went to bed like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. It was pretty late at night. It was definitely not early. We didn't go to bed early. And at about like midnight, 1 a.m., this guy's bass, he starts playing his bass. And it wakes us up. And we're both just like, are you kidding me? So I like banged on the wall really hard.
Scarf,
like Harry Potter's scarf. Not intimidating at all. But apparently this person is for my videos, I have a day where I film. And for a while, I really didn't like the idea of that because I thought that it would really just be too much for one day, and that filming in bulk wasn't good, and filming in bulk was, like, deceptive. I don't know why I always thought it was deceptive, because it's like, well, if you film them all in one day, and then you upload them on different days, that's like a lie. But I don't know why, because it's so silly. Obviously, everyone who watches YouTube knows that it takes time to edit a video, and when you're seeing a video, you're not seeing it the day it was made. But I don't know, that's something that I had to also, like, say, hey, that's a silly thing to assume. So now I have a day where I film my videos. Sometimes it spills over into another day, but usually I have a day where I film so that it's just done, and I don't have to debate with myself throughout the whole week, like, should I make the video today or tomorrow, yada yada. It's that set day where I film. With workouts and other things, it's a little bit more difficult because as far as workouts go, I really, really hate being on a workout plan. But I have to, just because it kills the fun for me. And I really love the gym, so I'm careful to not put myself in a situation that's gonna just make me feel less motivated. But with certain things, I have been able to, you know, designate a time. It's kind of, I think it's called time poaching. Actually, I think that might be the name of it. But yeah, that's something I've noticed that I really struggled with this year, and I think obviously, we're all our own worst critic. So you think the worst of yourself probably than anyone has ever thought of you. And I mean, that's really depressing to think about, actually, because we have to live with ourselves. But it's also kind of refreshing because it's like, okay, I need to give myself some slack and forgive myself. Like, I am always forgiving other people. You know, like, we're quick to forgive other people and say, like, you're just human, you just had a bad day. But with ourselves, we're like, oh, you know, I'm awful, I failed. So, I think for me, I was really just telling myself, like, wow, you're such a lazy person. Like, all year, I was just felt so lazy. But I think that, quote-unquote, laziness wasn't exactly me being lazy. It was more just, like, me feeling exhausted from having that internal debate all the time and, like, decision fatigue instead of just having things planned in advance so I can go through them pretty much seamlessly and without too much thought about it. I believe that it was Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, or the founder of Facebook, I don't know if he's still the CEO, who said that he would lay out, or not lay out, I think he just had the exact same t-shirt and jeans, but a whole different, like, pairs, a lot of different pairs of the exact same style of t-shirt and jeans, so that every single day, like, he didn't have to choose what to wear, because he was so sensitive to decision fatigue. He didn't want to waste any energy on silly, like, minute silly to him, things that weren't as important to him. And when I heard that, I was just like, that's amazing. And not that I'm gonna be that minimalist and extreme, but what are ways in my life that I can simplify and plan ahead so I can just make the transitions and the maybe a goal of yours is to read 2 books a month for the new year. I think having a trial run with those goals is really important to see if it's realistic for you, and to have a period that you try that goal, and that if you fail, there's like, the stakes are really low because it's just a trial period. That's what I've done with a few of my goals that I wanted to set for 2020, and I've actually like crossed some of them off of my list because I realized that it doesn't really align with me, or it's just too much trouble, or I just need to break the goal down into smaller bite-sized bits. So, for example, actually the book goal, I wanted to read 2 books a month every month in 2020. And at first I thought that was
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.